From livingoverexisting.com, this is The Low Podcast, an audio outlet for women entrepreneurs and founders who want to build a successful business without sacrificing the life she desires. Each week, we interview incredible women from different industries and backgrounds on their journey to success, how they are living on purpose, pushing past fear, and managing their lives around entrepreneurship. Turn the volume up and get ready for honest conversations on what it's really like to be a female entrepreneur. I'm your host and founder of Living Over Existing, Alicia Robertson. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Living Over Existing podcast. So you guys know that I love you, right? Like literally from the bottom of my heart, I love and am so very appreciative of every single one of you. So with that being said, what I'm about to say, I promise, is coming from a place of love, but it may sting just a little bit. So some of you, and I say this again lovingly, should not be focusing on launching right now. It's not because you suck, and it's definitely not because the offer that you've created isn't good enough, but it's because you're just not ready. And I see this a lot with the people that I coach and just kind of browsing and engaging with people on social media. You're focusing so much on putting that incredible offer out into the world, but you're missing some of the most important brand building things that you should be focusing on first. And that's okay, because if you don't know, then you know, you just don't know. And it's so easy to get excited about your business and get excited about the thing that you've created that you just want to put it out into the world. But there are a few steps that you may be missing before you actually get to the point where you are ready to launch your offer out into the world. So in this week's episode, I'm going to share with you those three areas of your business that you should be focusing on so that when you do launch, you're not launching to crickets. And again, I say this from a place of love and from a place of experience, because I have been one of those people who put out an offer out into the world, you know, wrote all the emails, did all the social media posts, and then I heard nothing. Like if I had a dollar for every time that I have launched and just gotten crickets, like in the past, I would never have to launch anything ever again in my life. So trust me, if you've been there, if what you've created you don't feel like is really connecting with your audience, if you feel like you've launched to crickets, or if something just isn't connected well and you're not quite sure what it is, I can guarantee you it's one of these three things that you should be focusing on. So let's dive right into it. So the number one area of your business that you should be focusing on before you actually get ready to launch is making your brand's focus clear. So as an entrepreneur, we are placed usually in industries where there are thousands, if not millions, of other people in our same industry. I am a business coach, and literally I can count, you know, on my hands and toes or my fingers and toes how many other business coaches that I know. And there are tons and tons and tons of others outside of just the people that I already know. This industry is saturated, and I'm pretty sure that the industry that you're in probably has a ton of other people in it too. So if you are in the beauty industry, if you are someone who helps homeschooling parents, if you are someone who is working with those in like the crafting industry, I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people who are doing something similar as you are doing. So there is nothing wrong with that. I know that that can sometimes be what stops a lot of entrepreneurs from launching and putting themselves out into the world, but that doesn't have to stop you. What you should be focusing on, though, if you are in an industry that is heavily saturated, is making your brand's focus as clear as possible. Meaning, if you are in the beauty industry, getting really specific on the type of beauty that you focus on, the specific problem that you're helping your audience go through, and then also the specific person that you're wanting to help. I have talked about your one thing a lot on this podcast over the past couple of months, and I keep repeating myself because it is very important to get clear on that one person, that one problem, and then that one offer that's going to help them through that problem. So again, if you are someone who is, again, in the beauty industry, okay, yes, you focus on beauty, but that's very broad. How can you niche that down some more, or how can you just make that industry that you're in or that focus just a little bit more narrow? So if you are working in the beauty industry, let's say you want to fully focus on makeup. More specifically, you want to help people with everyday makeup. So maybe busy women who are always on the go. So everyday makeup is like your focus. So now get clear and crystal clear and very narrowed down on who it is that you're wanting to help. So maybe you really want to help busy moms who are homeschooling their kids right now while also working a 9-to-5. How can you help them to create a super simple everyday makeup routine that helps them to feel and look pulled together without taking up a ton of time? So that's what I mean when I say to really make your brand focus as clear as possible. Niche down as much as possible. And I know I talked about in the previous podcast episode about digging deeper. So when you think of your industry, okay, beauty, how can you dig deeper than that? Okay, you want to focus on makeup. Dig deeper than that. Okay, you want to focus on everyday makeup. Dig deeper than that. How can you help your audience, you know, really want to create this super simple everyday makeup routine? So once you think about your industry, once you think about your focus, I want you to keep digging deeper and narrowing down until you feel like you can't go anymore. I promise you, the riches is in the niches, is what my friend says. So you want to narrow down your brand's focus as much as possible. And I see this even as a problem for myself. I recently had to do this with our membership community and accelerator program, the Low Collective, where I kind of started out kind of broad, talking about helping entrepreneurs to build their business with intention. And then as I learned more about my audience and as I learned more about what I really wanted to focus on, I decided to narrow that down even more to helping service-based entrepreneurs who really wanted to launch and grow their service offer, but who wanted to also learn how to maintain their clients without completely overwhelming themselves or stressing themselves out. So that's how I've been kind of narrowing down. So you're not the only one who's having to do this. I have been doing this as well. And often if you're just starting out, a lot of this will come to you as you grow and as you interact with your audience and as you kind of put yourself out there. But it is really, really important for you to spend some time thinking about how deep you can go when it comes to your brand's focus. All right, the second area of your business that you should be focusing on before really focusing on launching an offer is nurturing your audience. As you can see, I didn't say growing your audience because, you know, money or success or, you know, your idea of like what a big brand should be isn't always in how large your audience is. It's how engaged and how connected your audience feels with you. So even if you don't have a super large, you know, 100,000 people audience, you should still be nurturing the audience that you do have, because you can have a small audience of, you know, 500, 1,000 people, you know, 1,200 people who are really like in love with everything that you do and really want to support everything that you put out there. So while you, of course, can be focusing on getting new followers and things like that, really put more focus into nurturing the audience that you already have. So how do you do that? One, showing up as yourself. Putting your face to a brand or connecting your face to your brand, showing up, telling your story, talk about, you know, what experiences you've had in your industry and kind of the story behind what led you to launching this brand that you have now. So let people know who you are. Show people the behind the scenes. People are nosy, but that is a good thing because you can use that to your advantage to like build that trust between you and your audience. Another way is to, of course, create that incredible content that is going to really answer a lot of the questions that they may have about the industry or the problem that you are solving. So not just any kind of content, but really good content that is showing them where they are and then also showing them where they could be if they were to follow your steps. So really showing them that transformation that could take place if they keep listening to you and keep following some of the advice that you are giving them. So telling your story, telling your why, sharing your background, sharing some of the behind the scenes of you growing this brand, and also consistently creating that incredible content is a great way for you to begin nurturing your audience and also growing your audience as well. Because the more incredible content you put out, the more you engage with your audience, the more you follow new people, the more you respond back to comments, the more people are going to be interested in what it is that you have to offer. But again, do not focus on big numbers. Yes, big numbers, you know, looks good, and it's more of like a vanity metric. If anything or above anything, I really want you to be focusing on nurturing the audience that you already have. So if you only have 500 followers right now, then you better be nurturing the heck out of those followers, those 500 followers, and creating that consistent content and engaging with them on social and responding back and asking questions and asking what, you know, they would like to see from you. Don't wait until you have 10,000 followers to finally say, okay, maybe I should show up now. Because at that point, you've got a bunch of people who kind of know who you are, but they really don't care what it is that you're creating, or they're not really invested in you as a brand. So make sure that you are taking time to really nurture that audience. And I've had a lot of people ask me, okay, I've been nurturing my audience, I've been putting out content consistently, but I still have a small audience. You know, is there a certain amount of people that I should have, you know, on my list or on my Instagram in order for me to launch? And I would say if you have like 500 to 1,000 people who are like loving you, who are engaging with you, who are providing you feedback, who may have bought some smaller offers in the past, if you can get like 500 to 1,000 solid folks to like support you, I think that's like a great little sweet spot for you to go ahead and launch an offer. But again, you know, of course, more followers is going to possibly mean more customers, but focus on the people that you do have. You don't have to wait until you have 10,000, 100,000 followers, you know, before you actually launch yourself out into the world or before you launch your offer out into the world. Just make sure that they are like really ride or die about what you have or, you know, what you're creating, and that they really do support you and believe in you and your brand. All right, so the third thing that you should be focusing on before actually focusing on launching your offer is building and growing your email list. So you've probably heard this from every single business coach out there in the world, and I know it because I've also heard it as well, but there is a reason why so many people are telling you to do the same thing of growing your email list, because it matters so much. Remember how I said like Instagram followers and Twitter followers and things like that are like vanity metrics? Well, if you are going to focus on growing anything and really seeing good numbers in any area of your business other than your money, it should be in your email list. And I always say that your email list or your subscribers, that's like the next step of someone actually purchasing something that you have to offer. So it's like, all right, I trust you just enough. You know, I trust your free content just enough to give you my email address. I'm going to see what you're going to do with my email address, and then maybe I will purchase something for you from you. So it's like the next step in from turning a subscriber to a paid client of yours, or turning a follower into a paid client of yours. It's almost like you're getting someone's number for the first time, but like you're not quite boyfriend and girlfriend yet. So you have to kind of build up that relationship, build up that trust before you can actually take it to the next level. So think of your email list and your email subscribers in that way. But how do you begin building and growing your email list? Well, again, with the same way as you nurturing your audience. You want to give them something of value that will make them want to stay on your email list. So I teach this all the time, and you know, past classes I've taught and like in the Low Collective as well. I always say if you're going to grow your email list, if you're going to build your email list, since this is like a really serious space for like your subscribers to be in. Again, we are thinking of this step as like the next step before someone decides to purchase from you. You really want to make sure that you are staying consistent and that you're not making your audience feel that you're just taking their email address just for the sake of growing your numbers. So before you even dive into like growing your email list, make sure you have a plan put in place first. How often are you going to email your email list? So whether it be weekly or bi-weekly or maybe monthly, and have a plan of what you're going to send out. So if you are on our email list for Living Over Existing, it's called the Weekly Three. You should subscribe if you have not already. But every single week I kind of write a little paragraph about something I've experienced, or it can be something where I am teaching you. And then I list out our three, one affirmation, one podcast, and one article that will really help you to have the best week possible. So every single week, every single Sunday, my audience can expect that to be sent into their inbox. And that has been my way of not only staying consistent, but going into email marketing with a plan, and also making sure that I am consistently nurturing my email subscribers so that when I am ready to go through a launch or send out a few launch emails, people aren't looking at me crazy like, okay, I gave her my email address 6 months ago and I'm just now hearing from her. Like, you don't want to be that guy at all. So make sure that you are going into building your email list or growing your email list with a plan. Also, providing that value that will make people want to sign up for your email list is also great as well. So, you know, if you have a free workshop that you can offer in exchange for someone's email, that's a great way to grow your email list. If you have some type of like free tool or like free resource that people can implement into their own life or implement into their own business, that's something that, again, that people would be willing to sign up for your email list for. I just say, you know, again, just like your industry may be saturated, there are a ton of people out here who are creating PDFs and creating different things to try and grow their email list to the point where it's almost like, oh, another ebook or another PDF they want me to download. So make sure whatever it is that you're creating, I always say make it good enough to where you almost like low-key want to sell it to your audience. Like, make it that good, because again, you're courting your audience. You want them to sign up and feel like they're getting some value, and you don't want to make it feel like it's one-sided. Like, oh, I gave you my email just for this raggedy, you know, two-sentence PDF that I could have Googled. So like, make it something as to where they feel like they are getting not their money's worth, but at least their time worth. So one of our main lead magnets for Living Over Existing is the Intentional Business Plan, where I literally walk you through like a 10-page like business plan. I believe it's 8 or 9 steps in the plan. And I also recorded like a walkthrough video to go along with it. So as you're listening to the video, you can actually follow through and fill out the business plan. So that's one of the things that I could have easily sold for like 20, 30 bucks, but I wanted to give this, you know, to make sure that I am providing value for those who may not be able to purchase something from me right now, but to also kind of gain that trust and nurture my audience so that, you know, eventually you may think about joining one of our programs like the Low Collective in the future. So when you're thinking about building and growing your email list, just make sure you're going into it with a plan. So knowing what exactly you're going to send out to your audience and when, and then also creating some type of lead magnet or resource that they are actually going to find valuable and actually feel like they are getting their time worth. So again, thinking of their email address and getting them on your list as if you're dating. This is like your chance to wow them. This is your chance to like really make a good first impression so that they'll stick around and hopefully make the relationship a little bit more serious when they opt into one of your paid offers. So all right, you guys, those are the three areas of your brand that you should be focusing on before actually focusing on launching your signature offer. So making your brand's focus crystal clear, nurturing your audience and nurturing the audience that you do have instead of, you know, obsessing over growing large Instagram followers, and also building and growing your email list. Those are the three main areas. And I promise you, if you can focus on that and put, you know, your all into really just building up that momentum and building that trust between you and your audience, when you are ready to launch your signature offer, you won't launch the crickets. You'll already have like a built-in crew of people who have probably been dying to support you since you've been putting out incredible free content. So again, I say this with love, but you may not be ready to launch yet, and that is okay. But I want you to know that this process shouldn't be rushed. We're not building quick businesses. We are not building businesses that, you know, pop up one day and all of a sudden are making, you know, six figures, and then the next day you never hear from them again. I want you to build, of course, a business that is full of intention and full of purpose, but I also want you to build a sustainable business that's going to be here for a while. We're not in this, you know, for the quick money. We're in this for the long game. And sometimes that may require you nurturing your audience a little bit longer. It may require you doing a little bit more back-end work on like your brand and your messaging, or, you know, spending more time like focusing on growing your email list. But I promise you, I have been doing this for 7 years. If you can just focus on these three areas, get to a good point where you feel good about the audience that you've created, you know, they're asking you for like, you know, what's next, then that should be your time to focus on like launching. So again, I say this out of love, but I truly want, you know, what is best for you and what is best for your business. All right, you guys, that is it for this week's episode. But before you go, you must know that we have something incredible coming for Black Friday. So if you've ever wanted to become a member of the Low Collective, this is going to be your chance. I'm opening up doors on Black Friday with an incredible, like, limited time offer. So make sure that you are on our email list, specifically the wait list for the Low Collective, because I'll be sending out more details pretty soon, like a little sneak peek of what we have planned. So make sure that you head over to joinlow.com, that's joinloe.com, to get on our waitlist for the Low Collective so that I can share more with you about what we have coming. All right, you guys, I will chat with you next week. If you love this episode, don't forget to rate the show and leave a review over on the Apple Podcast app. You can also share your favorite episodes with me over on Instagram at @livingoverexisting. I love seeing screenshots of your favorite episodes. And if you're looking to connect with us further, every single Sunday in our newsletter, The Weekly 3, we send out one affirmation, one podcast, and one article designed to help you have the best week ever. You can sign up now by heading over to livingoverexisting.com/newsletter.